This episode is brought to you by KPMG Risk Services. KPMG believes that when you've earned the trust of all your stakeholders, that's when your business has a solid platform to grow. That's the trusted imperative. KPMG Risk Services develop and put in place dynamic risk strategies designed to help your business earn that all-important trust. Go to read.kpmg.us/trust to learn more.
Hey, this is Randy Gage, and you're listening to the Power Prosperity Podcast.
Poverty sucks. Not only does poverty suck, but there's nothing spiritual about it. There's nothing noble about it. We have got to stop romanticizing poverty. Hey guys, Randy Gage here. Welcome to another edition of the Power Prosperity Podcast. I'm coming to you live and in color from my place in Miami. And I turned on the YouTube. We'll post that on the channel as well for you guys who watch there. And I want to talk this episode about curing the disease of poverty. And you know, I kept thinking about, what do I call this? What is the title of this lesson? And I kept coming up with disease. And then I'm like, well, disease isn't the right word, because disease is like cancer or spinal meningitis or multiple sclerosis. And so I looked at affliction and condition. And, you know, I'm a writer, so I obsess over words. And I just kept saying, this is a disease. This is a disease that needs to be cured. So then I went and looked up, what is the definition of disease? And the actual definition is, it's a disorder of structure or function in humans, animals, or plants. So it truly is a disease. It does fit the criteria for being a disease. And I believe the cure for poverty is prosperity consciousness. I believe the cure for poverty is changing your belief system and changing how you think about money, success, health, happiness, and life. Now, I don't want to affirm this, so let me word this carefully. It would not surprise me if I get attacked for what I just said by the trolls on social media. Wouldn't surprise me if people want to cancel me because they're going to say that I have this simplistic view of poverty and that I'm one of those evil, mean, rich people who forgot what it's like to be poor. And I think I could just throw around silly platitudes and motivational talk. And if people just change their mind, they snap their fingers and they become wealthy, and that I'm hopelessly naive and ignorant about the true evils and condition of this disease I'm calling poverty. And I'm okay with that. You know what? I already canceled myself. I've left all social media channels, so nobody can cancel me. I'm here in my lonely writer's garret, writing my books, my blog, and doing this podcast for you guys. Whoever finds that information helpful, I welcome them. And those who don't, I'm okay with that. It's not my job to keep the world spinning on its axis. I'm just trying to share my journey along the way as a guy who went from exceedingly poor to exceedingly wealthy, and what I'm learning along the journey, and what works and what doesn't work. And I'm an open book. I share with you the ups and the downs. And I think this is really the thing that not enough people are discussing, the mental element of creating wealth, the mental element of allowing yourself to be prosperous. So I kind of got jarred into this topic because of a convo I was having with Jedi Jonak, Art Jonak, for you guys who don't know him. So I had written a post, and I do, if you haven't read it, I suggest you do. It's, let me find the title, is Living an IMAX Life. And that's on my blog at randygage.com. Living an IMAX Life. So I'm talking about in there the process of what we talked about on the last prosperity live stream, the window through which you view the world through. And in this post, I'm talking about the people who look at the world through the screen of an old first model iPhone versus people who look at life through an IMAX theater screen that's 98 feet tall with, you know, 3D laser projection and 12-channel Dolby sound system, right? So one of the first foundational premise that I mentioned there is that you've got to expand this panorama, and you've got to develop a stronger prosperity consciousness. And that begins with this very simple yet very profound premise, that is, to change anything on the outside, you must first change the inside. So put in more Gandhi-esque type terms, in order to change the world, you have to be the change you seek. So one of the statements I made here, Art took issue with. So I wrote, there's not really anything that's going to change in the stock market, monetary policy, or the banking system during the time it takes you to move from poor to wealthy. The change has to come from within you. So Art wrote me, WhatsApp, and he said, hey, I'm with you on the first two, but that's not true about the banking system. You know, for a lot of the people, in the time it will take them to go from poor to wealthy, the banking system is going to be completely revolutionized by DeFi, meaning decentralized finance. And DeFi really is transforming the entire monetary system, how we receive money, how we pay money, how we will earn money. This is really a once in a lifetime kind of transformation that people are going to experience. So Art is very, very correct. I guess you're correct or you're not. So there's no very, very, he's correct in that sense. But that's not really the issue that I want to address here, because here's what I would say. The thing is that it goes back to the biblical principle of giving somebody a fish versus teaching them to fish. That's very relevant to the discussion on poverty, prosperity, and how we allow ourselves to manifest prosperity or not. I think that there is a great unlock. This is the magic moment when things shift for people, when they make a transformation in their thinking. And they stop believing things like money is bad and rich people are evil. It's spiritual to be poor. You have to sell your soul to become wealthy, or you have to be a bad parent or a bad Christian or a bad person to become wealthy. Once they are willing to recognize, wow, those are batshit crazy beliefs and they don't serve me, and they're not true. That's not how the universe actually works. And they come around to the belief that prosperity is their natural state. And that's why I say poverty, I classify it as a disease, because I do think it's a disorder of structure or function, because I believe your natural state is abundance. And the reason this works out in this scenario is because even though this is a disease, you can't be treated for this disease. There's no doctor, there is no medicine who can treat you. You can't be treated for prosperity. You have to be open to receive it. Because if you go back to Art's point, if you look at what's being done in DeFi, the blockchains that are being created, the cryptocurrencies which are operating on those blockchains, the new ways of financing, the way we're getting monetary policy, taking that away from corrupt governments and democratizing it for people all over the world. You know, El Salvador just started the official Bitcoin yesterday, as I'm recording this. You know, it really is democratizing money, and it's much it because the existing banking system is absolutely systemically biased against poor people. The poorer you are, the harder it is to advance up in the banking system to become wealthy. So the point that Art's making is that, hey, this DeFi is really going to make that a lot easier for people. And he's correct. But again, I'm going to say that's not the problem. That's the issue is, if you don't have prosperity consciousness, you will not, you'll get offered an incredible investment opportunity. You know, there were people who were offered to invest in Amazon and Apple and Google and Tesla and all kinds of successful companies, and they didn't take them, right? There are people who could have bought Microsoft stock when it was $10 a share. They didn't take it because their prosperity consciousness didn't allow them to believe that this was a legitimate opportunity. They fall prey to conspiracy theories if you don't have prosperity consciousness. They fall prey to lack and limiting beliefs. So they work at a particular job. There's two openings come up. One opening pays $35,000 a year. One opening pays $80,000 a year. Their immediate negative default setting is, well, they would never hire me for that $80,000 a year position. I should apply for the $35,000 position. And that is insidious because it filters through every decision you make. So that's when you're at the dance and you see that person you think is incredibly attractive and intriguing and mysterious, and you would love to go ask them to dance, and you say, they would never say yes to me. That happens when you say, okay, I need to choose the college I'm going to attend, but I would never get accepted into this college. So why would I even bother to apply there? I'll apply for this trade school. You know, why would she marry me? She would never say yes. So I'm never going to ask her. I know what the answer is going to be, right? You create these limiting beliefs. You create these negative expectations. You shrink down this panorama. You shrink down this window through which you view the world. And because remember, there's no such thing as a money shortage for people. There's only an idea shortage, right? If you have the right idea, there are always people who will give you money for it, right? Because true wealth is only created in three ways. We solve problems, we add value, or we envision positive new possibilities. Any one of those three or any combination of those three will allow you to attract more money into your life. So I'm not being simplistic and I'm not being snarky and I'm not being judgmental when I say nobody has a money problem. They have an idea problem. That's another one of those things that, you know, the trolls on social media, you know, devour me when I say those kind of things, because they think I'm just a uncaring rich guy, because that's their confirmation bias. It's another old white guy with a lot of money who, you know, doesn't understand what people go through. What these trolls don't realize is I know what it is to have my business seized by the tax authorities and auctioned off. I know what it is to sell all my furniture and sleep on the floor. I know what it is to roll up two rolls of 50 pennies and take it to the gas station and buy a dollar worth of gas, which of course back then, at least you got a gallon or two and you could drive for 30 miles, right? A dollar worth of gas today wouldn't get you to the corner. Right. I know how that is. I haven't forgot how that is. I just also haven't forgot what is the transformation in my thinking that took place that allowed me to start accepting my abundance. And that's what I want for you. So I don't have any 10-step formula this episode. I don't have five specific action steps. I just wanted to talk to you about the big picture stuff to say, okay, what can you do? What will you do to mindfully, with determination, with thoughtful deliberation, think about what you think about, to become the thinker of the thought, not to just have people program you with random thoughts of people who want to sell you shit and get you to vote for a certain candidate or stay on their social media platform for another 45 minutes so they can sell your eyeballs to another marketer. No, think about what you think about. Think about the thoughts, the original thoughts that you can generate of health, happiness, and prosperity. Think about what are the sources, like this podcast, that you can listen to on a regular basis to transform the way you think. For some of you, I'd recommend go back to the very first episode of this podcast, The Definition of Prosperity, episode one, and listen to that, and listen to one every day for 30 days in a row, or every day for 60 days in a row, you know, just the or 90 days in a row. And other podcasts like this and positive books, As a Man Thinketh, The Magic of Thinking Big, Think and Grow Rich. You know, what are the blogs, the books, the podcasts, the YouTube channels that you can expose yourself to that will get you to think about what you're thinking about, that get you to question the premise of the beliefs that you have, and get you, and by the way, that book you see on the wall, that cover behind me, Radical Rebirth, that's like the culmination of 30 years worth of work for me on how you change your mindset. In that book, I'll show you the six main areas of your life that you have beliefs on that impact your prosperity, your health, and your happiness, and what the common mind viruses are in each of those six categories, and then what more empowering beliefs are that you can replace them with. So rather than, like I say, any, you know, 9-step action step list or anything, I'm just going to challenge you to spend some quality time and say, okay, what do I need to do to change the information and entertainment diet that I'm currently consuming so it will stop reinforcing negative limiting beliefs, will help me question and blow up those negative limiting beliefs and replace them with empowering beliefs so I can truly accept my birthright, accept my abundance. That's my hope for you. All right, go out having an amazing day. Peace. Love you guys.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Power Prosperity Podcast. Do me a favor and practice the circulation law of prosperity and tell people about Prosperity TV. So if you would, just put something up on your Tumblr, your Twitter, your Facebook, your YouTube. Let people know what you think of the Power Prosperity Podcast. Even take a screenshot of your phone and maybe post that picture so we can build the community here at the podcast. Thanks, guys.